Jay Severin.
You could say, you know what? It's frustrating. It's a pain in the ass, but it's probably worth, you know, I hate mentioning it, or I'm sorry, I hate admitting it, but it's probably been worth it. And I think that's how I probably feel at the end of the day. But what it's changed into in our lifetimes is an America bashing forum.
Jay Severin. Weekdays, 2 to 5 p.m. Eastern on the Blaze Radio Network.
Prepare yourself to ingest current events, pop culture, and politics with a side of Latin flair.
Vaches. I don't have to show you any stinking vaches.
This is the Chris Salcedo Show on the Blaze Radio Network.
Hello there. Welcome to Hour 2 of the Salcedo Show here on the Blaze Radio Network. Telephone number you want to reach out and say hi is 888-900-3393. That's 888-900-3393. That goes for all you folks who only have your cell phones to listen to the Blaze because you're underwater or, you know, your power's out because of Hurricane Joaquin. No direct hit, but enough epic rainfall to, I guess, drown the Carolinas. You know, forgive me for not being too sympathetic. I mean, let's be frank. I'm in a state right now, in the state of Texas, that endured enough water falling in a month period to cover the entire state of Texas in 8 inches of water. Let's just say I feel your pain. I feel your pain out there in the Carolinas and on the East Coast. The rest of you in dreary day or maybe enjoying the first crisp days of autumn. Welcome to October. I can't believe it's October, number one. Number two, it just fall is my favorite time of year. Football's back. Looking forward to the holidays. All right. Want to bring on our first guest of the program today. His name is David Barton. He's the founder and president of Wall Builders. It's a national pro-family organization that presents America's forgotten history and heroes with an emphasis on our moral, religious, and constitutional heritage. Wall Builders seeks to energize the grassroots of today to become involved in strengthening our communities, states, and our nation in general. David is the author of numerous best-selling books, with the subjects being drawn largely from his massive library of tens of thousands of original writings from the founding era of the United States of America. Mr. Barton, welcome to the Chris Salcedo Show.
Hey, Chris, good to be with you. Thanks for having me, bro.
Do want to talk about the country and our founding and such, but I can't let the news of the day go without at least letting you address it with the shootings. Here we have another mass shooting that the current occupant of the Oval Office has unabashedly said should be politicized. I profoundly disagree. What is your take on what we're seeing with, which is not a trend, statistically it's not a trend, but we're seeing it more highly hyped and publicized?
Yeah, I mean, you've hit it right on. It's not that much of a trend. The real problem is the same problem it's always been. It's not what's in your hand that's a problem. It's what's in your heart that's a problem. And for about 40 years, we have specifically said we cannot address what's in the heart. This is where you go back to George Washington, et cetera. He points out in the very final public address that he gave that if you want America and politics to prosper, you have to promote religion and morality. He actually said you can't call yourself a patriot if you try to take religion and morality out of public life. And it was for things like this. It's not religious and moral people that are going and shooting things up. It's those that don't have control of their heart. So it doesn't matter whether – I mean, who needs a gun control law? Go back to Cain and Abel. What we need is rock control laws, you know, like – Cain picked up a rock and clubbed his brother Abel. If we could get Congress to pass a rock, or, you know, better yet, if you saw the stats from the FBI this year, there are many more people killed by hammers and baseball bats than by rifles. So let's get baseball bat control. We need safety cases for baseball bat. We need a background check for every baseball bat. I mean, where do you stop this thing? You got to go back to the root cause, and that is if people can't control themselves, you'll never control them from the outside.
You know, Marco Rubio addressed this in the last debate. Let me play the soundbite for you, David, and I'll get you to react.
First of all, the only people that follow the law are law-abiding people. Criminals, by definition, ignore the law. So you can pass all the gun laws in the world like the left wants. The criminals are going to ignore it because they are criminals. Here's the real issue. The real issue is not why, what are people using to commit violence, but why are they committing the violence? And here's the truth. because you cannot separate the social, moral well-being of your people from their economic and other well-being. You cannot separate it. You can't have a strong country without strong people. You cannot have strong people without strong values, and you cannot have strong values without strong families and the institutions in this country that defend and support those families.
Thank you, Senator.
Well, and today we have a left-wing government under this president that is undermining all of the institutions in society that support the family and teach those values.
Senator Cruz, I wanted to go to you.
I couldn't agree more on what do you think, David?
Yeah, he's exactly right. And by the way, if this president is going to be consistent with who he says he is, he needs to immediately call for hate crime laws to protect Christians from being shot in schools in Oregon. But that's not going to happen because it's not about that equality of protection for folks. It's about politicization. And so, you know, even look at the Democrat candidates. When this went through back in 2009, Louie Gohmert sat there on the committee in judiciary when they were doing hate crime laws, said, don't we want to protect everybody? No, we got certain groups. And so as they went through and said, well, let's get hate crime for lesbians and homosexuals, he put an amendment out that said, look, let's also include veterans and seniors. And they said, no, those aren't groups that we want to protect. And when you come to a point in America where you're picking and choosing who you will and won't protect, and you don't want laws apply equally to all, you've really got some moral problems in leadership. And I would argue that that's where we are. People, I've been in the black community very often, and they say, yeah, he's a really moral guy. Now, if you're a moral guy, you follow moral precepts, moral principles, and you promote them. You and your life might be good. You and your family, your kids, it's great. But you're doing the very things that undermine the morality and the values, as Marco said, that the value that we have to have, the virtue that makes America strong. So I don't expect any of that to be coming from this White House or any of the Democratic nominees, but it should be. That's the only solution for this, and we've known that for hundreds of years.
David Barton, my guest right now, he's the founder of and president of Wall Builders here on the Chris Salcedo Show. This is the reason why we had originally scheduled to be on the program. Utterances from the self-avowed socialist Bernie Sanders, and here's what he had to say on the campaign trail.
I would hope and I believe that every person in this room today understands that it is unacceptable to judge people, to discriminate against people based on the color of their skin.
Yes.
And I would also say that as a nation, the truth is that a nation which in many ways was created, and I'm sorry to have to say this, from way back on racist principles, that's a fact.
He says it is a fact, and Mr. Barton, I suspect that you, being a student of this country's history, unlike Bernie Sanders, the self-avowed socialist, you have a different perspective.
Well, I don't have a different perspective. Historical facts have a different perspective. My opinion really doesn't matter on this. But Bernie forgot to point out that up in that country where he lives, in that New England part of America, there never was a time when blacks could not vote in elections. We have a number of black founding fathers. He did not mention, for example, Wentworth Chiswell, the first black elected to office in America, 1768 in New Hampshire, which is right beside his state. He forgot to mention that. He also forgot to mention Thomas Hercules, elected in Pennsylvania. And I can go through all these other black patriots that were elected to office back. So where's this racism that we were founded on? And by the way, while we're at it, how does he explain the fact that in Baltimore, Maryland, when they voted to ratify the U.S. Constitution, more blacks than whites voted to ratify the Constitution? I mean, the story's the same. Now, if you want to talk about southern states, and as Thomas Jefferson pointed out, there were three states at the time of the Declaration of Independence that would not allow them to put an overt condemnation of slavery in the Declaration, so they had to do it subtly in two clauses. But there were three states that wanted slavery at all costs. If you want to say that's racist in America, that's great. But they were the last states founded. They weren't the first states founded. And so to look at those states and say this is America is nonsense. You're supposed to, in history, teach the good, the bad, the ugly. He's so fixated on the bad and the ugly, he doesn't even see the good and see all the things that did happen. And that's the historical fact, Bernie. Yeah, it was founded on racism in some colonies and some areas, but that was not the nation. And if you're going to do a southern view of American history as opposed to an American view, that's what you're going to come up with. But, you know, that's progressives always have to find a way to tear down America, make us feel sad for it, because then we can limit ourselves and then we can go around the world apologizing for all the evil that we've caused. And that, it literally has been that way since Woodrow Wilson did his history, the history of the American people back in 1902. And that's where so much of this nonsense comes from. But, of course, You know, Bernie is a progressive Democrat, so he's going to love Woodrow and probably read his history books, and that's where this kind of nonsense comes from.
Well, you know, I had focused on the founding document, the Declaration of Independence, and the precept that all men are created equal, and the recognition that our nation hasn't always lived up to that precept, but it is a founding principle, and that is the foundation of our, as the Declaration informed our laws and the Constitution of the United States, and that's where I point to.
Yeah, and that is one that has to be pointed to. And by the way, it is ironic that right now the Democrat Party is running from Thomas Jefferson as fast as they can. They're trying to get rid of the Jefferson dinners because they say Jefferson was a racist. You know, it is so amazing to me how many black civil rights leaders for years cited Jefferson as the basis of their efforts. In fact, when we abolished slavery on February the 12th, 1865, in the U.S. Congress, the black leader, the first black to ever speak in Congress, two-hour speech, Henry Holland Garnett, he praised Jefferson, talked about how Jefferson would be rejoicing that slavery was finally ended because that had been his life's goal. In Jefferson's own writings, he talks about how that in his own state, his laws would not allow him to free his own slaves. And so you find 50 years of Jefferson being probably the national voice on civil rights, on equality, on ending slavery, and we used to know that history. Now Democrats are running from it because they don't know their own history. And by the way, as a conservative, I'll be happy to take Thomas Jefferson because he was not a racist. He wanted equality, civil rights. He worked for that in Virginia. He actually introduced the first federal law, the first national law. It wasn't the federal government yet. It was 1784, but the first national law to end slavery. It failed by one vote. And in his writings, he said, oh, that God would have changed one heart. One heart would have been changed. We could end slavery. 1784, Jefferson's the guy who introduces that bill. And by the way, Jefferson's also limited government. He's anti-taxation. He is also pro-traditional values. His position on homosexual marriage even back then was clear. His position on abortion was clear. No wonder the Democrats don't want him. He's wrong on all the issues for them.
Well, look, David, I don't know if your folks told you how your name came across my desk. It was one of my listeners who said, you've got to get David Barton on. He's fantastic. And I wholeheartedly agree. I really enjoyed our visit. Look, the red carpet open for you and all the Chris Salcedo shows whenever you want to come back on and tell us what you're up to. David Barton, everybody, the founder and president of Wall Builders. Where can folks go if they want to find out more information about what you guys do?
Wallbuilders.com is the easy place.
All right. God bless you, sir. I appreciate your time and your expertise here on the Salcedo Show. All right. More to come, everybody, on the other side of the break. Right here on the Chris Salcedo Show on The Blaze. Stick with me.
Telling the truth. It's one of those jobs American liberals won't do. That's why we need the liberty-loving Latino Chris Salcedo.
The Blaze Radio Network.